This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Aldrich. This week, we will go behind the scenes a little at World Lutheran News Digest. We've been in production for about 6 months, bringing you stories from the whole world. Some of the people we've talked with include Pastor Will Whedon, who discussed hymnody and a hymn-writing seminar.
There were a number of new hymns presented for a variety of occasions in the church. You know, everybody had their own hymns there to hand out, which they did. But the fun part came on Monday night. We had a hymn sing. So we sang some really great pieces by these new writers. They covered the entire spectrum. A number of them wrote pieces for church readings that we have that don't have a lot of particular hymnody associated with a given text.
Pastor Amos Bollea of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Liberia is a regular voice on World Lutheran News Digest, the weekly magazine that airs on Saturdays.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. The work by the Hewilongasi Lutheran Fahawa.
One of the many Lutherans who has been featured on the WLN Digest Minute is Illinois Congressman John Shimkus, who talked about his Lutheran faith.
Going back to the two kingdoms, we are in the world but not of the world. And it's a calling from God to be involved in any area. And this is not only my profession, but it's my calling. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So we'll just keep plugging away, take it one day at a time.
From the Independent Lutheran Church in Germany, the SELC, Bishop Jobst Schöne summed up what is necessary for confessional Lutheran church bodies to continue to do today.
We have to be faithful to our confessions and see that we do not lose our profile and our heritage. And this is a very rich heritage, not only for us, but we have been entrusted with that for the sake of Christians all over the world.
Yet, behind the scenes further, is worldwide KFUO, where WLN Digest is produced. The radio station has been located in the same building for nearly 86 years. Its programs are geared toward confessional Lutherans around the world. It's been that way since 1924. One of the pastors who took time to appear on a segment on Worldwide KFUO is Reverend Matthew Sorensen.
Hello, this is Matthew Sorensen, pastor of Grace Lutheran Church, just beyond the midst of the mighty Niagara Falls of New York State. As awesome as the falls are, the message we proclaim is so much more powerful. Just as millions of gallons of water bury those rocks every minute, so the blood of Jesus Christ buries our sins. Just as the river thunders forward, so we proudly live lives of hope in Jesus.
World Lutheran News Digest has also been in constant contact with those who were impacted by Hurricane Sandy, such as Pastor Derek Lee Cakes of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Atlantic District.
It's interesting because when you come in from the north of the city, you might think that everything is fine. Then all of a sudden you see a gas line that's 2.5 miles long of people waiting to just get gas. And a lot of that's being rationed. And so there's a little bit of frustration level around.
Reverend Dr. Harold Ristow was a guest and summed up what it is to spread the news of Jesus Christ as Lord, as chaplains and pastors the world over are charged to do in the Gospel of Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation.
This is why we're here. We're here to improve the life of people, and we're invited to be here. And here's an example of something we consider to be, you know, just a basic kind of human right, the liberty to learn, make decisions for yourself, and then being persecuted or killed for it.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.